Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with my good friend and partner in podcasting, Amanda Harrison. Amanda, you had another conversation with one of the best in the business. Tell us about your conversation.
Thanks, Tim. I spoke with Neil Wade. This is a really cool conversation. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. He is the director of a new economic development academy at the University of Alabama. So Neil is a giant in this field of economic development. He's had tons of experience on the private side, the economic development side. He's had military background experience. So Neil brings a wealth of knowledge to this industry, and he's channeling it to pursue one of his passions. That's to develop an outstanding economic development program at the University of Alabama. So I can't wait for you to hear what he has to say. This is a really unique twist on these conversations, and I know you're going to enjoy it. Hi, Neil. Thank you so much for joining us today on From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. Welcome to the podcast.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. So the thing we love to ask everyone at the beginning of this conversation is, what is one thing everyone should know about you?
Well, I've been in this business for over 25 years, and I think I have learned through that process that we really do need to treat this as a profession. And so I'm very passionate about economic development becoming a profession. I want to see young people who go through school and come out and say, you know what, I want to make that my job. I want to make that my profession.
Excellent. So I want you to give all of our listeners a little bit of background about you. How did you get started in this field of economic development? And touching on what you just said, tell us how you got to where you are today at the University of Alabama.
Well, I think my statement about making a profession doesn't apply to me because I was actually with Alabama Power Company and I was in charge of corporate communication. And the president of the company was working on trying to make a statewide nonprofit economic development organization in Alabama. So he asked me to help him do that. Well, as we went through the process and we created this new entity, he said, Neil, why don't you take over and run this thing? So I left Alabama Power and became president of the Economic Development Partnership with Alabama. And I spent 10 years doing that. And I think the next big thing I did, I spent two terms with Governor Riley administration in Alabama, being Secretary of Commerce for this state, for Alabama. And then I've had some experience at the private level. But one thing I have really wanted to do at some point was to look at how we can better train and prepare economic developers. And University of Alabama, and I have talked for about a year, and then I joined the university in November, and I am creating and putting together, with a lot of help, a new economic development academy at the university that will take a different approach in how we prepare economic developers.
That is excellent, and it's so unique for this podcast because we haven't heard anybody doing anything like what you're doing. So a lot of times we'll ask, you know, what sets your organization apart, or tell us about the team that you've built. But for you, I'd love for you just to take us through that process a little bit. What does it look like for you to develop this economic development academy? How are you progressing? And is there anything that we as an economic development community can help you with?
Well, it's something that's been in the back of my mind. I've worked with several economic developers who also have had this as a concept for a number of years. But the approach that I'm taking is that it is an applied approach, an applied knowledge approach, rather than a book-based approach. And it was a very, very intense approach. And what I'd like to do and what I have been working on since November is not only the concept, but pulling together several universities who have economic development as a major part of their emphasis, who may have an institute or an academy, and seeing if we can't pull us all together collaborate, make us a quarter where we're all focused together, and maybe a new advanced certificate that takes a little bit different approach, but is university-based and has a broad appeal and could eventually maybe lead to a master's in economic development the way Southern Miss, and we've been talking to them as well, the way Southern Miss does right now in terms of their master's in economic development.
Fantastic. So turning to you as a leader, Neil, how do you define success?
Well, I think success obviously is achieving certain goals, and I think setting goals and doing that, and that has been part of what I've done for 25 years in economic development. But in this instance, it is a moving target. I have learned that academia is nothing like anything I've ever been in. So I'm having to really readjust my thought process and my approach to understand how to work in this new environment. It's not very fast. It takes time. But the great thing is, as I meet with other universities, as I meet with people all over the country talking about economic development, I learn something every day. And it has helped me to redraft and recraft the approach we're taking, even as late as yesterday, redoing this because you get such great input. So I think a leader is someone who is willing to listen and willing to evolve and willing to do anything you would ask anybody else to do, you're willing to do the same thing.
Great. So obviously you are a leader and you are blazing this trail to create this new program. Can you tell us about maybe one lesson in leadership that you've learned either throughout this project or throughout your career that always sticks with you? It's something you kind of always lean on in your leadership that others listening today could learn something from too.
Well, I think it's that term of servant leadership or participatory leadership. I think that as a leader, you've got to be willing to listen and you've got to be willing to get into the weeds and do everything you ask somebody else to do. You've got to be willing to do it. And all the projects that I've worked at the state level or the local level, I have enjoyed most getting into the project with the project managers or with the community or with the company, not just coming in, swooping in at the end and, you know, and enjoying that part. I love getting in the middle of it, participating in that, and letting my team know that I'm willing to do everything I tell them they need to do.
Yeah, so that leadership in getting your hands dirty, too, is huge. Other than what you're working on today, is there maybe one project that you can think back on in your career that you are most proud of and that you took the most away from?
Well, when I was with the Economic Development Partnership, we helped bring Mercedes into Alabama, and Alabama really had not had a major project like that before. So I had a role in that, but I think the one that I think back on that I enjoyed the most was ThyssenKrupp, which was a major steel company out of Germany. And they were looking to come into the U.S. And we ended up being in competition with Louisiana in the finals. It was a very, very complicated project, the largest manufacturing project at that time in the history of the U.S. And what I enjoyed the most about it is we created a team. And we put that team together to work on this project from the governor on down, legislative, governor, local people, economic developers. And we worked as a team and we won that project as a team. Even though we may not have had the largest package, we were able to show them that this was the place that they needed to be. So I look at that project that there's so many lessons that come out of it for me and for those who are involved, but I think for all economic developers as how they approach a project, that you've got to approach it from a team standpoint, and you've really got to involve everyone at every level of the project.
That sounds like a great case study for the power of collaboration in this industry. And as a professional in this industry, I want to ask you, what are those things that keep you awake at night that when you're laying in bed and you're thinking about certain things, like what are those thoughts that are rolling around in your head about this industry?
I do think it's making it a profession, making it something that across the country is known as a profession. And I do lose sleep. I actually do lose sleep about what I'm doing right now because I can really envision where I think we need to go. but it's not always easy to get everybody moving in a direction, a common direction. And I think that's been the thing that I've lost the most sleep about. How can we get all of those who could potentially participate to move in a common direction, give input, and let's end up with something that truly impacts the profession of economic development.
And then as our closing question, as you look to the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on? And it may be what you just said.
When I started out, it was all about recruitment. And I think in the last 25 years, I have learned that we have to broaden the definition of economic development. We've got to include so many other areas that either sustain jobs or create jobs that really right now communities don't necessarily think about. And the second biggest thing that we've got to focus on is education and workforce. We truly do have to close the skills gap and find a way in each community to begin to have a pipeline of talent. If they're going to recruit or they're going to grow companies locally or expand companies locally, you have to have the workforce. So we've got to begin to focus on that more as economic developers, and we have to become change agents in our communities if we're really going to make a difference.
Absolutely. Neil, thank you so much for your time today. And it's been an honor to talk to you and hear about how you're pursuing your passion to grow this Economic Development Academy at the University of Alabama. We are cheering you on, and we look forward to hearing all about your progress and your success. And just congratulations again on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.